Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Dima Raketa. Dima Raketa is a leading international expert in business development, digital marketing, and reputation management. A two-time Stevie Awards winner, recipient of multiple prestigious industry awards, and a Forbes contributor, helps brands transform their reputation into a powerful business asset, leveraging AI, crisis management, and innovative branding strategies to drive sustainable growth. As the CEO of Reputation House, Dima has worked with businesses in 15-plus countries, guiding companies across the United States, UAE, Europe, Asia, and Africa in turning reputation challenges into opportunities for expansion. His expertise spans crisis management, brand trust, digital influence, and corporate reputation strategy, helping both startups and established corporations enhance their market presence and credibility. Well, good afternoon, Dima. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Appreciate you making the time today, Dima. I know you're hailing out of Dubai right now, which is amazing. Doing a podcast international is always fun. I'm here in Kansas City, so appreciate the 8 or 9 hour time difference. But Dima, let's jump into your first question. From your early entrepreneurial ventures at the age of 13 to leading Reputation House, how have your formative experiences shaped your approach to business development and reputation management?
Yeah, my entrepreneurial journey has begun at the age of 13. We were out of money and I had to do something. But anyways, during the last already 25 years, I was doing many companies, rising them, closing them. I have passed three bankruptcy, and, you know, I was thinking about what are the core values for entrepreneurs. And now I think that the success for entrepreneurs, it is the collaboration between working under pressure and tolerance to ambiguity. So entrepreneurship is challenging 24 hours, 7 days a week, and you have to stay strong. You have to continue doing what you have to do. It doesn't matter you're in a good mood, in a bad mood, you have problems, your family at home, it doesn't matter. You have to do all the shit. And for sure, nobody knows what will happen tomorrow. This is very extremely changing world. And the entrepreneurs should have tolerance to ambiguity. You should feel very okay about what will happen next.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I have talked to hundreds of entrepreneurs here on the podcast. And that same message is you have to be willing to take the punches 24/7. There's times where you're just not in the mood or you've got other problems going on, but you have to have that discipline. And the motivation goes out the door some days. So I appreciate your share. And I know you've been a serial entrepreneur. So thank you. Dima, Reputation House has been recognized with multiple awards, including the 2024 Global Recognition Award. What strategies and innovations do you believe have been pivotal in achieving such accolades?
It's a very good question. Honestly, we in Reputation House didn't keep in mind that we're going to be well recognized all over the world. But we understood that this is a quite new niche. This is quite new industry. We call it very green industry. And in every part of this world, we are facing that people, companies, and even governments, they don't care about their online reputation. And sometimes they even, I cannot say that they don't pay attention. They struggle with the mechanism and tools how to manage online reputation. And then we decided that, okay, let's collect the list of different awards all over the world and apply to them. Honestly, our EPI was like 10 nominations and maybe one award, maybe two. But you're very amazed, you know, the management of different awards, they continue to ask us questions. Okay, guys, what are you doing? How you help companies? What tools are you using? And they were very curious about the industry, about the company. I think that's why we got that awards. And for sure, I want to say thank you to all my team who every day work hard and achieve. And being recognized is a great prize for our work. And we want to share with the world the idea that reputation matters. And the core idea is that you can manage it. That's it.
Thank you. And I know there is a lot to do around reputation management. And I'm glad that you did win that award. takes more than just a person, right? I know you're leading, you have the vision, but you have an amazing team behind you. So I appreciate that. Dima, in a recent article, you mentioned that a company's reputation has become a measurable asset impacting profits and competitiveness. Could you elaborate on how businesses can effectively manage and leverage this asset in today's digital landscape?
In today's digital era, reputation is measurable. Actually, what we understood for the last 13 years working with reputation directly affects on your A, sale, B, valuation on the market, C, your threats, and D is it's a rising star, it's problem of hiring top talents. Before talents confirm their offers, they Google your company. They want to know more about what do people say about your company. Unfortunately, 90% of employers, they don't like to post something positive about the company until you ask them. But if they have a negative experience, they would like to share it with as much people as they can. And for sure, before accepting the offer, it is very important to double check what is online reputation of the company. And also, I want to add that quite important today is integration of reputation metrics. So now reputation is not something intangible. You can subscribe to different services, which the internet is full of. And you can measure how many mentions in social media there exists now about your company, how many of them negative, how many positive, understand the sentiment. You can create different dashboards. And one of the interesting features in modern CRM systems is you can analyze how the reputation metrics affect your, for example, sale. Or, for example, how many leads you get, or what is the conversion rate from the leads to sales, and so on. So it's quite interesting, and you can find out a lot of different services which can help you to measure the reputation.
Thank you. And there is so much out there. In fact, there's websites and apps and different things like Glassdoor, et cetera. Just doing a Google search can bring forth a lot of information about a company. So I truly agree with you there on the company's reputation. I appreciate that. And Dima, the last question of the day I have for you is around the integration of AI and machine learning. It's central to modern reputation management. How does Reputation House utilize these technologies to monitor and enhance clients' online presence?
AI is everywhere, but it's not like a slogan for reputation management. I'm very happy to work in a company which uses AI in many cases during the whole process. Number one, it is real-time data processing. We employ AI algorithm to sift through the large volumes of data in real time, identifying trends and potential risks before they can impact our clients or make a damage. Number two is predictive analysis. Machine learning models help us forecast potential reputation threats and opportunities. Number three, enhanced monitoring. And number four is customized feedback solutions. Through AI, we can tailor feedback loops specific to each client, ensuring our strategies and they are not only effective, but also aligned with their broader business goals.
Thank you. I really love to talk about AI. We've talked about it quite a bit the last 18 months, but I love where you bring in some predictive modeling, predictive analysis on some of the trends that are happening in the market and with obviously some of the larger companies. That stuff is very easily researchable. So I appreciate that. Dima, it was such a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Bye for now.